The Peter Gordon Pod.
So on the pod, each week as we head up towards Christmas, we are going to be talking quite a lot about the community. We're going to be talking a lot about charities as well. And one of those that we're going to talk about today is Guildford Philanthropy. And the man that leads the organisation, Peter Clough, is with us now. Hi, Peter.
Hi, good morning, Peter. Thank you very much for having me on the podcast.
No worries at all. It's nice to have you back. I mean, this year of all years, for all charities, for all organisations around giving, has just been the most extraordinary year. Guildford Philanthropy, how have you mapped out this year as a result of what's happened?
As you say, I mean, it's something completely unexpected. It was a call to arms, really. And we were helped, first of all, by our wonderful donors who sort of stepped up and provided some funding for us. But we, as you know, traditionally have sort of tried to give training opportunities, work experience, jobs and benefits to local people. And we had to sort of pivot away from that and actually try and address a more immediate problem of helping vulnerable families. And we did this in two ways. We gave grants to local organisations who themselves were struggling to, because they couldn't fundraise anymore or to support their own staff, to help them help vulnerable people. So that would be people like Guildford Action, the North Guildford Food Bank, Surrey Lifelong Learning Partnership, Oak Tree. So we gave a number of grants to these. But we actually wanted to sort of roll up our sleeves and do things ourselves. And so one of the biggest things we did, we got involved with a local charity, great charity called Foodwise TLC, and commandeered four kitchens during the initial lockdown. We got ingredients, we cooked, we chilled, we froze, and we delivered meals to people in need. And from the end of March to the end of August, we delivered over 32,000 meals to over 300 vulnerable families. And it's not just giving the grant money, it's, as I say, rolling up sleeves, getting volunteers on board, and we even sat exams so we could pass hygiene certificates so we could work in kitchens. So it's an all-round effort.
And I know that, you know, the organisation is voluntary, so you've got all volunteers. So absolutely everything that goes in is going directly to those causes and challenges that you're meeting. And I also know, you call yourself Guildford Philanthropy. There are people still, I know, that think, well, hang on a second, Guildford doesn't need any philanthropy, does it? Guildford's absolutely fine. But I know there's a startling figure that is now doing the rounds, which suggests that's anything but true.
Well, absolutely right. I mean, we've said for ages that the fact that we are a perceived affluent area, it masks the fact that some people don't fit into that category. And there's been a report issued this year called the English Atlas of Inequality, which actually backs that up. And it says that social inequality or rich and poor areas, you can't generalize.